For Chinese customers, sipping a latte from a Starbucks cup is more than a way to stay caffeinated. It's a trendy cultural status symbol. But it could also come with safety risks. Starbucks Corporation announced this week that it will recall more than 54,000 rigid stainless steel straws from the Chinese market after several people cut their mouths on the straws in the United States and Canada. The current Chinese recall, which began on August 3rd, targets straws produced between September 2013 and March 2016. The eco-friendly straws took off both in China and overseas, with over 2.5 million units sold in the U.S. Customers usually purchased reusable Starbucks cups to go with the straws. Starbucks is also recalling the straws from Canadian and American stores after four reports of children cutting the insides of their mouths while using the straws. In a statement on its website, Starbucks's Chinese arm called the recall a precautionary move, saying that customers, especially children, may be accidentally injured if they fall on the straw while using it. Customers can bring their metal straws to one of China's over 2,000 Starbucks stores and exchange them for free acrylic straws. The model has been taken off the shelves of Chinese stores, but third parties are still selling the metal straws, or knockoff imitations, on the popular e-commerce site Taobao. Starbucks straws aren't the first high-profile recall in Chinese markets this summer. Swedish furniture maker IKEA bowed to pressure from both regulators and angry internet users and recalled a dresser line from Chinese stores in July. The dressers were blamed for the deaths of several toddlers in the U.S. A flurry of online comments from Chinese netizens criticized IKEA for initially limiting the recall to North America, accusing them of discriminating against Chinese consumers and calling for stronger consumer safety standards. While the IKEA recall wasn't extended to China for nearly 2 weeks, Starbucks announced that it was recalling the straws in Chinese stores just a day after launching its recall in the United States. A commenter on the Twitter-like messaging site Weibo compared the two recalls favorably, praising Starbucks' attitude as better than IKEA's.